the Uber should become tummy, because maybe the head came out already. If it's really true the head came out already, the Isha would have sold her. Samara says, no, Trida, that's not a kasha. She's busy. But she's busy giving birth. She's asuki b'chavil of itzir with the pains. Therefore, she doesn't tell the chaya. Therefore, the chaya itself is gzeira. She'll touch it maybe even after it had a lady, if the head came out. But by the Isha, there's no gzeira. Therefore, it's not a stira to what Rabbi said, that Tuma Blua has no din Tuma Nes Midiraisa, and now Mishta Sodi Midirabon. Now the Gemara says, where is this Machlokes, my Rabbi Shmuel, my Rabbi Kiva? Where is the Machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Kiva? The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, V'chol Asha Yiga Pnei Asodom, anything you touch on the field, you become Tamei. So Rashi says, Apnei Asodom, Mash Megoli, what's uncovered, what you can see. So that's called Lohitz, is coming to exclude Uba b'mei isha divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that an uba when it's inside the mother's stomach has no tumma, since it's not begoli you can't see that it has no tumas meis. Tumas meis is only something that's begoli you could see, and not if the uba is inside the mother's stomach. The Rabbi Kiva and Makiva says no. L'rabbi's goylil v'doifik. That's what the pasuk says. Kol hashiyga pnei asada means to include the goylil and the doifik of a kever. The Rashi learns goylil means that's the kisei orin shemeis. That's the covering of the coffin of a mace. It also has a tomb of a mace. And Doifik Rashi learns that daf shenoisne betzidoi. That's the part of the coffin that's put on the side. The mechitas are put on the side. Here's the girl of a Doifik Rashi learning. It means the coffin itself. It also has tomb of mace. But enechnam, it's not a positive to be mamayit, the uber. So Mor says now, Rabbi Shmuel, contra Rabbi Shmuel, girl of a Doifik. How does he know this? There it says, Hilkos Gemir Lot, Salachal Mashem Yisainai. That has tumas of a mace. And the Rashi says, the Chiyosa Kroll, the Post is coming to might see an Uber, has no tumas mace. Rabbi Kiva the Gemara says, Uber v'mei isha, t'meyim midiraisim inoli. But how does Rabbi Kiva know? True, there's no miyat, but how does Rabbi Kiva know that an Uber v'mei isha attack is tumi midiraisa? My Rashi says that the question is, how does Rabbi Kiva know to dash in this way? Why doesn't he use the pasuk better to memayit it? Why don't we say v'chol hashiyga pnei asada is like Rabbi Shmuel? You have to see it. Why doesn't Rabbi Kiva also dash in that way? Why does Rabbi Kiva say that ube mei isha attack is tameya? Someone says I'm Rabbi Ishi Yom Akrok. The pasuk says hanogeya b'meis b'nefesh. So a zeyu meisha b'nefesh. The pasuk says you touch your meis in a nefesh. So where is this case? What's considered a meis in a nefesh? Shalodom. Have a yom as a uba b'mei isha. This is the fetus inside the mother's stomach. You see clearly, it still has loch of a mace that has tumas mace on it. For the more of it's over Rabbi Yishmael, what does he do with this posik? Haimi boiler l'raviyas dam. Ha bom in a mace, shimitama. The chidish shiras and a gea b'mace b'nefesh means if you just touch a raviyas of dam that came out of a mace, it also has tumas mace on it. That's the chidish over here. That l'rabbi's Reviyas dam habom in a mace, shematamish, and the post says, Hanageya b'meis b'nefesh odom. Is a zeil nefesh lodom shematama? What's the nefesh of an oven has tumor on it? Have a yom is the reviyas dam? That's reviyas dam. That's the post is teaching us. Not an uba b'mei imoi, but rather reviyas dam has also a tumas mace. For the Kiva the Gemara says the time, he goes according to his own time. The yom that he holds, af reviyas dam, even reviyas dam, habom mishnei mace shematama b'yoyl. Labdak that comes from one mace, even if you have one revius of dam that comes out of two maceim, it's also matama b'yoyl mace. It has tumas oil. The tiny one of this, Rakiba Oimo. Minayin, how do I know to include to say that the revius dam abo mishnei maceim shematama b'yoyl? If you have a revius dam of a mace, even though it came out of two maceim, it's matama b'yoyl. Shneim, the Pasuk says, V'yalkol nafshes mace, lo yovoy, ishtei nefoshos v'shirechod. I'll call nafshes meis, the double lashon plural, nafshes, lo yavoy, means to say that shtei nefosh v'shir echad, this one shear of dam, or revius dam, came out of two nefoshes, two meisim, it has tumma. So therefore we have the limit over here, the revius dam is tumay, from this pasuk. Therefore the other pasuk we do not need for revius dam, therefore rather the pasuk of anageya b'meis b'nefesh, the Bekeeper says it means to dashin, that an uba b'mei imoy, if it's uba is meis, it has tumas meis. Now the Mishnah says, "Behema makasha leila." The behema that's about to give birth, it's the middle of giving birth. For hoitzi uberes yodoi. Now the fetus put out his hand. V'chotcho, and the person there cut off its hand. V'yachakach shochet esimoi, and then they go to shech the mother, a kosher shechita, salachur is ha-boset tohor, that the boser is tohor. Rashi says, she'im behema mekabu tumim mechayim, the behema is not mekabu tumim mechayim, and therefore everything is tohor. He made a kosher shechita, so both the behema is tohor, and the uber that's inside is also tohor. Just the piece that's outside, that has the tumas Eva Menachai on it. That's like a tumas of an Eva Menachai. Was not mitama the behema, because the behema was alive. When the behema was alive, it's not makabel tumah. What's going to be shochet esim? Let's say when the hand was taken out, first they shechted the mother, the yachaka chotcha, and then they cut off the hand that's outside. So again, this hand outside. So the locker is here. It's a machlekes. Haboso magen nevela divra b'meya. Rabbi Meir holds that the shechita of the mother did not help for the hand at all. So the hand that's outside has loch of tumas, eva minachai, has the loch of tumas nevela on it. So when you cut it off now, the animal is dead already. So when you cut it off, it's called the maga, like that hand is touching the basa. Therefore the basa also becomes tumas, like a rishon l'tumah. It touched the nevela, and it became a rishon l'tumah. That's Rabbi Meir's shechita. That habosa, the meat of the animal, and then the ubar, are both maga nevela. It's like they touch the nevela. Because this yad, when you cut it off now, it has loch of a nevela, and it's touching the meat inside. The meat is dead already, they made a shechita already, it's mekabel tumah. However, the chom and the chom say no. The chom, they say, maga treifa shechita, no, it has loch of only a treifa shechita. In other words, when the hand was sticking out, true, it has an issa treifa on it. But lemaisa, you made a shechita on the mother. The chom holds the shechita of the mother even helps for this yad enough to take off the tumas nevela. The chlal is not chalat tumas nevela on this yad. It's a loch of a treifa shechita. That's the chom shechita. Therefore, everything is tohor. And they say like this: the chomim, ma mitzina b'treifa. Just like we find a regular animal that's a treifa. She shechitos the mitaros. If you make a shechita on the treifa when it's alive, the animal has no tumas nevela. The shechit, even though it's not matter, it's bachila. But our kopon and the apsukim to say the tumas nevela goes off is af shechita behema titor esayva. Here also, when you shechted the mother, avada the shechita the mother helps for the ubers yad that's outside, even though there's nisa trefer on it, but there be no issa eva menachai, no tumu will be chal on it. On this omelem Rabbi Meir says betachom no omelem Rabbi Meir lo yim tira shechita trefer. You know what the shechita of a trefer is mitayir. I saw dover shagufay, because it's gufay. If the animal itself was a treifa, and you make a shechita on the animal itself, so pshita shechita is metayrit medein avela. But over here, titer es the aver dover shena gufay. But here, this yad that's taken out of the animal, it's not the behemoth itself. It's only the uber. It's the fetus's hand. And since that's outside the behemoth now, the shechita of the mother is not metayrit medein avela. That's the machlokes from Meir and the Chachamim. If when this yad is outside, then the shechita of the mother still up to mitayim and then avela, yes or no? Elie Gemara says, minayin, how do we know the yisoid? Letreifa, regular behemoth, that's a treifa. She shechitoso, mitaroso, how do we know this from? Someone says, behemoth like this. Behemoth tmei asura bachila. Listen, a behemoth tmei is also teeth. Af treifa asura bachila. Who are din a behemoth treifa is also asura bachila. If so, why don't I say, ma behemoth tmei, ein shechitos mitarosoi, if you shech the behemoth tmei, if you shech the chazir, it still has tumas nevela on it, so why don't I say the same svarom, af treifa, the same thing, you shech the behemoth treifa, let it to rendo shechitosoi, it shechitish not be mitar, medein nevela. Like, how do you know to say it is mitar, the churin svar, should say it's not mitar. Svar says, yes, lo yim amato, the behemoth tmei, shlohosla shasa kosher, behemoth tmei, like a pig, never had a shasta kosher. It was never had the shechita chal on it. But to yom of a treifa here, a behema, when it was first born, it was a kosher behema. There was a had the shechita chal on it. So behema treifa shoyis la shasta kosher. So therefore, it's a svara that said that since the shechita in the beginning would help to be matved bachila, even though now it became a treifa, it remains. But the issa treifa, but the shechita still helps at least to matayim adein avela. That's a chakir of the pshat. Is really the shechita helps 100%. Just the issa treifa that's chal doesn't go off. Even if you learn, no, the shechita cannot help negeir to het rachila, but our kopon negeir to het the tumah does help. The Mishnah says back, the Chumdi said back, tov lucho mashivasa, take back what you brought here. Hare, what's going to be, hare, shenol the treifa min abet minayin. According to your svara, though, it's still a kasha. What's going to be if a behemoth was born a treifa? So never had a heter shechita l'achila. So how do we know to say in such a case that the shechita is metar medein avelo? Minayin. So Gemara says, the Mishnah says like this. Lo yimamat v'behemoth tzemeyo shekein ein b'mina shechita. There it says by a pig, there's no pig that has a heter shechita at all. So therefore, shechita does not help at all by a pig, by a behemoth tzemeyo. And therefore, when a behemoth tzemeyo dies, even through a shechita, it has tumas avelo on it. But the tzoyama, the treifa, by behema Torah, that's the treifa now. Sheesh b'mina shechita. This ox right now, too true as a treifa, was born a treifa. But there are other oxes that are not treifas. That shechita does help on them. So since the shechita helps on this min, it's a swerve to say that the shechita takes off all tumas nevela of this min. Mastilias ben shmoy nechai ein shechitosim mitarosvay v'vishen b'mina shechita enechnami. If a behema has an 8-month-old baby inside, then Shemoyne Chai, that ain't Shchitosim at the Rosh, there's no way now the Shchita should be matter it. So in such a case, if you made a Shchita on the mother, and you find inside the Uber a Shchita of a Ben Ches, and a Chnami there won't be Mutter. Rashi says, the means here of a Ben Shemoyne Chai, a baby 8 months old that lives, Shemoyne, it's born from a Behema Chaya, from a live Behema. So in Lona Behema Latar, this Behema, even though it's called the Trefa now, here, if you make a shechita on it, will not be matar medein avelo, because this type of ben ches never has heter shechita. There's no heter shechita on this behema, because the locher is of a ben shemayin is sitting like a mace anyway. So again, if you have this behema, the regular behema that gave birth to an 8-month-old baby, even though the baby now is living, still it has locher like a mace, and therefore if you shecht it right now, not only does the shechita matter with tachila, then it's going to have a tumas avelo also. Because in this Uber, even this Min never has a heter shechita. Therefore, here in Achnami, here Taka, it would remain with its Tumas Nevelo. But otherwise, other behemoths, even though they're born a Treifa, since Bemino it has a heter shechita, therefore shechita helps on a Treifa to take off the Tumas Nevelo. Yeah, now the Gemara says like this. Amai, Tumas based a storm, he. So Rashi explains the most question is, what does the Mishnah say? That both are Uber. Tomei, again the case where the Uber stuck out his hand, and then the case is you made a shechita on the mother, and after you made a shechita on the mother, then you cut off the hand of the Uber. So the Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Meir, the Meir says ha boss is magen avela, meaning the boss of the rest of the Uber is tomei, because it's like touching this piece of hand that's cut off. And the hand is called an Eva Menachai. When it's cut off, it has tumor on it. So therefore, now when you cut it off, it's mitama the rest of the Uber. So Gemara's question, am I? Tumas based a storm he. Like, where did this hand ever really touch the Uber? The hand was attached to the Uber. Now, when it was attached, even though the hand is outside, it has tumas nevela on it. For the Maisa, when it touches it to the rest of the meat, it's attached. It's based a storm. It's like hidden. You don't really see the attachment there. Now, we know a maga based on storm of hidden is not matama. That's why if you touch inside the body, it's not matama you. Based on storm. So why do we say in the Mishnah that when this hand is cut off, the rest of the Uber is a maga nevela? Where did it touch the hand? It's only attached when it's attached. It was only touching when it was attached. And that's the chibra based on storm. Rashi says, Shein Niri, you can't see where it's attached. And that's the klal, the kamel masechta nido. So Mora says, L'chura leima, let's say, remain letamei. Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah that says, when he cut off this hand of the Uber that's outside, it's metame, the rest of the Uber, with the Tumas Maga of Maga Nevelo, L'chura goes according to remain l'shitosai letamei. The Tanan went to the Mishnah came like this. Shloisha shloisha. If you have a beged or a mat, that's 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim, that's royal medrash. That's fit for somebody to sit on it. And if a zav sits on it, it has tumas medrash on it. So if you have a beged, a piece of material, that's 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. And a zav sat on it, therefore it has tumas zav on it, it has tumas medrash zav on it. So now shenechlak, it divided up, you cut it in half. So torah mina medrash, the tumas medrash goes off it, because it's not fit anymore for medrash, it's not 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim anymore. Avol tomei maga medrash, but a tumas maga medrash it has, divrei Rabbi Meir. As long as it's 3 etz boys by 3 etz boys, is still called the kli to makabel tumah. Therefore, it's called like a maga medras. If this kli now, when it's broken, when it's torn in half, is like touching the medras itself. That's the words of Rabbi Meir. Now, Vitani, we learned on this Mishnah that Om Rabbi Yosef Yossi says, V'chibieza medrash nogazer, where did this piece touch a medras? Like when it was attached, this 3x3 tzvachim, it was tatumas medras, true. But now when you cut it in half, it's not 3x3 anymore. So where exactly is it touching each piece, the other piece, that you can see the touching? When you cut it, as you cut it, you don't see the touching anymore. When it was attached, it was the base of stone. So why is it called the maga nevel? Why is it called the maga of a tumas medras on it? So Morris says, Rabbi Yossi explains, Elo, shiv noga boy zav, shiyetama maga zav. It just means to say that if a zav touches this piece of material now, so even though it doesn't become a medras anymore, because it's not the shear, it's not 3x3 tvachim, but since it's at least 3x3 etz boys, it is makabel tumah like a rishon l'tumah. And lavit no law, didn't we learn upon this? And Om Ula says that lo shonu means where does Rabbi Yossi argue on Rabbi Meir? Now, according to Rabbi Meir, the fact that you cut it in half, it itself becomes a maga medras. In other words, that it's touching the medras itself, even though it's a base of storm. But that's Rabbi Meir Shita, that since it was touching before, it was cut off. Now, when it's cut off, it's still, as it's cut off, it's considered like it's touching it. That's Shana Mishnah also. That when the yad of this uber is cut off, as you're cutting it off, it's considered like it's off and touching at the same time. Therefore, the bus or the uber is called a maga nevela. So now, Ula says like this: Lashon, where's the machlokes of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir? Ela shloisha shloisha shenechlak. Only if it started out to be three tzvachim by three tzvachim, and now was divided in half. So Rashi says the lek of the main of the shas perushon ze mize kibul tum. You can't say when you cut it off now, like one piece has tumas medrus on it, and the other piece is makabel maga because of that. Because since both pieces now are less than 3x3, there's no tumas medrus here. That's where it's a machlokes that Stura Meir says it is tumay, and Rabbi Yossi says no. But what's going to be? Avu sholosh al sholosh. You have a piece of beggar now, the 3x3. How boys the beggar godel, that you tore it off from a bigger beggar, and that bigger piece of material had a tumas medrus on it. So when you cut off this piece off it, the big piece still has tumas medrus on it. Then they both agree that Peshas Prisosa Me'aviyim, the Kabbalah Tumah Me'aviyim, that the time when you cut off this small piece of Begid from the big piece of Begid, since the big piece, even now after it's cut off, still has a shear of 3x3 Tvachim, it still has a shear of Tumas Medrus, so the smaller piece that's being torn off has a Tumas Maga Medrus. So you see, when you're cutting it off, it's still like it's off and touching the same time. And so, Hanami, the same thing in our Mishnah also, Peshas Prisosan Meyever, at the time when you're cutting off the hand, off the uber, makabel tumah meyever. The uber, yes, is makabel tumah from the eiver. When you cut off this yad, it's considered b'shas, you're cutting it off, they're both, it's like off already, and it's still like touching it. So if it has a shei maga, the uber itself is like touching this piece of yad that's off, and this yad now is chaz alocha of eiver menachai, has tumas nevela on it. Therefore, Rashi may have written in the Mishnah that the uber also has loch of a maga nevela. Sapshana Mishnah may go to Shitosai. That he knows when you cut something off, the shash you're cutting it off, it's also considered like it's touching. Ravina Ravina says like this: Beged lav lechaticha koi. Could be no. Beged is not meant to cut off. Therefore, we don't consider it cut. But uber lechaticha koi. Uber, even when the hand's attached, it's aimed to be cut off. And therefore, whenever anything that's aimed to be cut off, it's considered like it's cut off already. Here it's better in the Mishnah. Could go according to everybody that this yad, when it's outside, since it's aimed to be cut off, we consider like it's off already right now. And therefore, it's considered like it's nageya zeb is a piece that's off already. Therefore, when the Mishnah says that later, when you cut off this hand, it's mitama the rest of the uber, it could be going according to everybody. But that's the law called. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape.